This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فتاة الخير يا أملا تنير مسير دعوتنا وتقيد مشعل الإيمان كي تنجو بأمتنا وترفع راية القرآن.
Number one. If they're going to step up their Islamophobia and their negativity, then that means we have to step up our Islam. We have to increase in our obedience to Allah. If you're not praying, you need to start praying. You need to decide which side of the fence you're on. If times have gotten tougher, we have to redouble our obedience to Allah. Okay? Not to be thrown off track. Because that's what people want us to do. That's what the Islamophobes want us to do. They want us to be paralyzed and to think, what's the point? You know, look at these people with all their resources and their media and their... what's my little action going to do? They want us to think that. But we have to redouble our efforts in terms of our obedience to Allah. Fix up our relationship with Allah. Number two, we have to redouble our efforts in doing good in the communities around us. You know, maybe this is a wake-up call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's telling us, you haven't been doing what you're meant to be doing. Do you know your neighbors? We're supposed to know them. We're supposed to get out of our shell and get to know them. If somebody's going to get up off their seat on the train, let it be you. If there's somebody who's going to go out of their way to help somebody, let it be you. When people think of the kindest person they can think of, let it be you. When they think of the most generous person, the most helpful person, the person who wouldn't hurt a fly, let it be you that they think of. Let it be a Muslim that they think of. And realize that just because the Islamophobes have a loud voice, it doesn't mean they represent the majority of people out there. SubhanAllah, we live in a wonderful city. We live in a city full of people who we've grown up with. They've grown up with us. SubhanAllah, my friends from school who I haven't met for like 20 years or whatever, 15 years, they were sticking up for Muslims on their social media platforms, saying, oh, we went to school with Muslims. They're not like this. And they were actually, you know, defending us. Why? Because they got to spend time with us. Yeah. We weren't insular, we got to be with them. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to reach out to people. We can't afford to be insular. We can't afford to be just in our little ghettos. We're supposed to be people who extend a hand to Muslims and non-Muslims because we want good for them at the end of the day. I went past this lady the day after the Paris attacks, and she was an older lady. And she looked really angry and grumpy. She was a white lady, and she looked really angry, and I was about to walk past her, and I thought to myself, I wonder what she's thinking, you know, as she sees me. Maybe she's thinking, you know, immigrant, you know, or something, you know. And as I was walking past her, I tried something that I'd read about. I tried saying to myself, I want nothing for you but goodness and Jannah, and I wish nothing for you but happiness. And I kept saying that to myself. She was coming to me at a distance. And so it must have emanated in some way on me, I don't know how, because as we were just about to pass, she broke out into a smile, and I was really shocked because this is the day after the Paris attacks, and she didn't know me, she had no reason to smile, but she broke out into a smile, and as I walked past her, I thought, this is London, this is London, these are Londoners, so don't listen to the media, that's not what London is, that's not the Londoners that we've grown up with, and that we experience day to day. Number three, we've been given these powerful words to memorize from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the times to use them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when we go out of our homes, what should we say? Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Are we saying this when we're going out? You know, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. I have put my trust in Allah. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There's no change, there's no power and no change except by Allah. Are we teaching this to our kids? These are the precautions we need to take on and teach our kids. What about the other dua that all of us should know? اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ أَنْ أَضِلَّ أَوْ أَضَلَّ أَوْ أَزِلَّ أَوْ أَزَلَّ أَوْ أَظْلِمْ أَوْ أُظْلَمْ أَوْ أَجْهَلْ أَوْ يُجْهَلْ عَلَيَّ. And this dua is amazing. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an adilla aw adalla. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from being lost or from causing somebody else to become lost, being led astray. O Azilla, O Azalla, I seek your protection from tripping or tripping somebody else up. And I seek your protection from oppressing anyone or from being oppressed. And the last one, an ajhal or yujhal alayya, that I show ignorance or that anyone should be is ignorant towards me. This is exactly the dua we need, right? In our times when we're going out. We need to memorize these and teach our kids these. And say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, being included in that blessed group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayah of the Quran. So, in essence, sisters, to round up, my message to you is that actually you are the women of this ummah, the mothers of this ummah, the sisters of this ummah, who have a huge influence on the mood, on the culture of the society around us, our community as Muslims, and on the next generation of Muslims. And we've forgotten the power that we have. We've forgotten. And when we forget the power that we have and the influence that we have, it makes us small-minded. It makes us insular. It makes us forget that there's a world out there that needs us, needs our voice, and needs our actions. We've forgotten that Khadija radiallahu anha was our ancestor. We've forgotten that Asma was our grandmother and Aisha is our mother. And it's time for the heroines of this ummah to step up to the plate and show their courage and their resolve. Because Jannah is not for angels. Jannah is not for people who never feel fear or never waver. We all have times when we feel fear and we waver. But we can gather ourselves up. We can dust ourselves down. Because Jannah is for the courageous and the resolute.